It's time for Ask Dale Anything, the show that answers your most perplexing questions with profound answers from one of the top transformational teachers and leaders on the planet, Dale Holloway. I'm your host, Mickey Manning, Dale's left-hand person, as I like to call it, and I've never heard a question that he can't answer. He's been doing this for over 40 years now, and he truly has an answer that's profound and helpful on any topic. So with that, let's get into today's question.
So this question comes from Cody in California, and I so love this question because when I go back to visit my family, I'm bottomed out. I mean, I have a time limit, and it can definitely stop my productivity. So I'm curious to see what Dale says about Cody's question here. He says, feeling like I'm gathering momentum on my ability to produce, but I got invited to visit family for Christmas along with a girl that wants to come visit me and potentially join me in visiting my family for Christmas. Would it be wise to not go at all or engage with the girl to maintain this newfound momentum and higher vibration?
Read that last part again for me, please.
He said, would it be wise, that part?
Yeah, well, the family part. How does this connect into the girl?
Okay, so basically he got invited to visit his family for Christmas, but there's a girl that wants to come visit him and potentially join him in going to visit his family for Christmas. So he says, would it be wise to not go at all or engage with the girl in order to maintain this newfound momentum and higher vibration?
Yeah, I mean, you're running a risk, Cody, to take a new girl to your family at this early stage of things. You know, what happens if the two of you don't get along? What happens if she gets really activated or you get really activated and you end up doing something that really offends her, upsets her? Or what happens if your family does something that possibly activates her, or she doesn't understand, and you have no footing yet in this possible new relationship with this girl? So that's the risk you run by doing this, is that, you know, usually it's better served to, when you're meeting somebody new or relatively new, for you to have your own experiences with this person, maybe with a friend or two, meaning one of your friends or one of her friends, or maybe one of your both friends in this regard, in the beginning stages of what's going to happen here. What's going to happen with this gal? You know, what's this possibly going to morph into? And then if it does morph into something, which usually takes a few months at least, very seldom does it morph into something in a matter of a couple of days or a couple of weeks. I know when people are in a big hurry to kind of, you know, sew up the deal or fill a gap or a void, then, you know, they want to move quickly, and then they act like they know what they're talking about, and they believe that this is all going to work out beautifully because this is whoever, whatever, and so on. But that very seldom plays out that way. It's, you know, first and foremost, when this sort of thing is happening, it's usually a much more effective or better or wiser strategy to get some footing underneath the two of you, or to even see if you can establish some footing underneath the two of you. And then if you can pull this off and it is right, and you've now got some solid footing underneath you, and now you're inspired to possibly take her to meet your family, or she's inspired to take you to meet her family, then that would probably be the better serve time, or the time that's going to serve the two of you the best in that particular phase in which you're at in terms of your relationship evolving possibly with each other in whatever way or to whatever place it's going to ultimately morph to. So that would be number one. Number two, then you would make a decision. Okay, so what's most important to you now? Would it be more important for you to be around your family during the holidays? Would that be more beneficial for you? Is this what your higher self is possibly inspiring you to do, influencing you to do, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe this was maybe not the best strategy for you to go back and be with your family for whatever the reasons. And needless to say, you would probably know what those reasons are. And if you don't, that's all part of your exploring to help make a decision around what really is the right direction for you to take here. As in, go back with my family. Of course, you go back with your family. Your family has a little different lifestyle than you currently do. If you spend a lot of time with them in the season of the holidays, then is it possible that they could influence you into the type of behaviors that might not serve you all that well anymore, especially for when you get back home and at the turn of the new year and where you want to be and how you want to kick things off or launch into our newer experience for this coming year, or not. Maybe it's the complete opposite. You go with your family and it ends up really empowering you and causing you to connect on a deeper level to not just them, but yourself, that then further enriches you or more inspires you. So when you come back home, you are ready to rock and roll versus possibly coming back home and, you know, needing a couple of coaching sessions and needing something else just to get you going again, right? So to weigh that out, like what really is in your highest and best interest here? And then of course you have this gal, this new gal that you're, you know, also interested in. So what do you want to do there? And whatever that is, and then you just kind of, okay, which one of these two, given that it's probably not the best time right now to be taking somebody that in this capacity back home with me, potentially for the reasons that I've already mentioned here in my answer to your question. So, but that said, would you like to hang out with this gal? And if you do, then you want to explore that, because maybe that's the better thing for you for this particular holiday, to have some kind of experience with this gal over a period of a couple of days or however long you're going to be, you know, be together for during the holidays, and have that be whatever that's going to be. So in that case, then you perhaps choose not to go back to visit your family for the holidays, and you maybe go back and visit your family at another time into the beginning part of the new year.
Beautifully said. It's such a difficult thing. I don't know what the driver is for Cody. As you know, mine is guilt and feeling guilty that I'm not going to see them more often. Yes. So yeah, Cody, if you have an additional question for Dale, let us know. But I know many, many can relate. He says mine is immediate gratification. Oh, he's talking more about the girl. So not necessarily the family, I think. He's saying mine is immediate gratification for fast intimacy. So
yeah, so that's good to know in advance. So, you know, if that's your pleasure, so to speak, and that's the pleasure you want, because that's more of a, you know, just a lower energy based pleasure, not that it's bad, but it is a lower energy based pleasure, versus your family might be a more higher energy based pleasure, to be able to hang with family, get reconnected again, maybe deepen your bond or have more bonding experiences with your family, whatever that is. Just, you know, let yourself be with these two options. Know there are two options. And coming into the holidays, in the context, at least in how I've been answering your question here today, Cody, that it probably would be better served to choose one or the other. And then once you know that, then you go take a look, okay, which one would be most beneficial? Which one would serve in a way that's towards higher and better interest for me and for my path and for what's going on in my life right now, and especially with what's coming as we close out this year and enter into our new year?
Wonderful. Well, I have to share with you this question that he asked. I can't help but laugh, but it's, he says, which is what that would be all about. We'd have our own apartment in Florida with my family. Christmas vacation with a fast girl in Florida. Is that bad?
Well, I'll let you answer your own question there, because the reality is you've already got your own answer. And it's coming at you live from inside of you or from your higher self as to exactly what the answer is to that question. So, you already know. You already know what's the best thing for you at this point in this holiday season, in this phase that we're in, where we're really to be closing out something. And part of that closing out something is to be letting go, shall we say, of at least one or two lower energy patterns that we now know beyond a shadow of a doubt, because we've had a whole year to work with them consciously to ultimately let go of. So if that's the case, and this happens to be one of the lower energy patterns, then it shines a whole nother light on this. Okay, so what do I really want? Do I really want to let go of this pattern and ultimately replace it with a higher energy pattern? Or do I want to play out the pattern one more time, roll the dice, and see where I land? What do I want? I've clearly been working at this at least for the last year. In other words, I've been conscious of this now, and I've had some, we'll just say, interesting experiences around this over this last year or two. So now, and knowing what you know, what do you want? Do you want to go for another round? Do you want to see where this lower energy pattern will take you yet again? Or are you in a place where you are genuinely ready and willing to really let this go? And out of that, you open yourself up. That's how we open ourselves up ultimately for something new. And not that the something new is going to come in by the end of the day. Far from it. It might be a couple of days later, might be a couple of weeks later, might not even be until somewhere in the beginning part of the new year. But that's where our trust and faith comes into play. And our knowing in relation to the higher part of us, the wiser part of us, that this is the right thing for us to be doing for ourselves, for our own healing, our own transformation, and quite frankly, our own well-being.
Beautifully said. And Cody, I'm so proud of you for asking this and not just getting yourself in some muck and stuck right before you want to practice this whole letting go ritual that we're doing. So Dale, he says, okay, definitely a distraction / temptation. Okay, got it, Dale.
Very good, Cody. Well, we will, in our coming class on Productivity Powerhouse, we're going to be taking a deep dive into this stuff, because this kind of stuff clearly will affect our productivity. It just will. And you're going to have everybody's going to have an experience around this. And more specifically, the experience is designed so that you can start to see, that you can see in a way that perhaps you have not yet seen before. And more specifically, the direct impact this sort of thing can have and does have on our level of productivity in our day-to-day worlds. And so this is now big stuff, because if we continue to let this affect our level of productivity, shall we say in a negative way rather than a positive way, then at some point there will be a greater price to pay for this. There will be a greater consequence for this. And that's something else you want to consider. Okay, well, am I willing to chance that again, right? Am I willing to risk this, that on this next go around, this could land me in a place of consequence? And then what does that mean? What does that mean to my level of productivity? Especially with me starting a new business, launching a new career, moving in a real new direction or a real fun direction, a positive direction for myself, and especially coming at the close of this year to the into the turn of our coming new year. Do I want to chance this? Do I really want to risk this at this point? And of course, if the answer is yes, then you know your answer on what to do next. If on the other hand, the answer is even if it's kind of a wobbly no, then that's your higher self. That's your wiser self coming through loud and clear to support you in this endeavor, knowing that there is something that is brighter, that is better, and possibly even bigger for you around the corner of all of this, or on the other side of all of this.
Very nice, Dale. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you, Cody, for the brave question.
Yes, it is an act of bravery to be that vulnerable and come forth with a question like that. So way to go. Way to go, Cody. Way to go.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. And if you found Dale's teachings helpful and you want to get more of them, then you might really like his free ebook that we have for you, 12 Simple Ways to Change Your Life in 30 Days. You can download it for free at dellehalloway.com/practices. That's dellehalloway.com/practices. In it, you'll find 12 simple ways explained to you in exact step-by-step fashion that will cause your life to move forward in the next month. Simply choose one of the practices, any one of them, do it for 30 days straight, and you'll see a new you begin to manifest. I am not kidding. Download your free copy today at dellehalloway.com/practices. Oh, and by the way, if you know anybody who might find this content helpful, please share it with them. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.